Molte grazie. Ringrazio moltissimo Gianluca. Chiedo a Joachim di fare veramente soltanto una battuta per portare un livello di internazionalità in questa cosa, perché dobbiamo veramente chiudere e lasciare spazio al prossimo intervento. Grazie Joachim che arriva dal Fraunhofer Institute. Gli chiedo davvero di concentrare le sue cose in un minuto, due minuti.
Okay, thank you, Sergio. I was speaking English, sorry for that. The project I'm talking about will be the Urban API project, which is a European project which we work together with the city of Bologna. It's about interactive analysis, simulation, and visualization tools for urban agile policy implementation. In a quick overview, it's a European project with a couple of partners. We have four cities involved besides Bologna. This is Vienna, Vitoria, and Russe in Bulgaria. And we have three developing partners and two policy partners. We have 3 years of the project, 2 years are gone, so you get some interim's perspective. The main part is to provide IT technology as supporting tool for policy making, to support decision making, etc. You have heard a couple of issues in this direction, and we try to set up a platform to build applications on top of it, and I will show you some parts of that. So the main part we are trying to develop is a platform to develop these aspects and then different applications on top of that to reuse it for further applications and perspectives you have somehow heard today from some of the people to proceed that. The three applications we build on top of this infrastructure is on one side to go into the 3D scenario to help to go with 3D applications from 2D, you heard from the Autodesk colleagues something about direction of 3D to make it more visible, more applicable, etc. And this is the baseline for us also to build in there then other applications and connect the information, the geo information from the positioning where you are in sense of planning, the semantic information, the building information, etc. Bring all these aspects together and visualize that to build a basis for your decision support. Of course, we can, and you will see that in a minute on the website, but you, for sure you can run those applications and also on the mobile environment later on. You see this in a live presentation in a minute. So this is the city of Bologna. We have similar aspects then for Vienna. So the 3D aspects, to look at these, to look at that later, or Vitoria, I come to that. The second application we run on that is a public motion explorer, where we get mobile information about movements of the people, collect them and analyze them in sense to support simulation of movements of the people. So where do people go from one place to the other? You see it here in the application side for the example of Vienna. So in the kernel point where the people are located and when they start moving over the day, where do those people move? Where are the traffics going? Where are the people focusing on? Where are the places of interest? Do they go downtown? Do they go more to the industrial areas or on the weekend to the pleasure areas to follow on this? And this will be an immense support in sense of traffic planning or traffic infrastructure planning to move into that. So we get the data from the mobile suppliers for the whole week, and then we can simulate based on that. And in the future, that will be probably also data for a continuous online navigation support. And the last part is, the third application is in sense of urban growth, where we work mainly with the city of Russe in Bulgaria, in sense of planning of future cities, how we go there, with different tools to simulate that, what is the improvement when you build up a new area, what is needed in sense of infrastructure, in of living homes, what is needed in sense of support tools, etc., to get the overview and get the planning appropriate in sense of simulating what are the needs of the future and support a reasonable planning in this direction. Here you see the different use parts, and then of course we try to integrate that again with the 3D parts so that later on when you have the simulation available that you can demonstrate that in the 3D environment. And as I go now, I just go for a quick demonstration on if that works here. So this is the application of, it's expired, so I just try to make a reset if there's got some. Okay, so I hope that works now. So here you see, that's what I do not want. I want to just navigate. So I can navigate in the 3D environment. It takes something with it. So from that point of view, I can navigate in the 3D environment, position myself, and can go up and down, can go specific places. On the other side, I can position things, like in this case, the church. I have put not too much time in that, then I can focus it, let me say, to add an object. So I can add object, for example, here on the place, say that's the right place to set it. And then it doesn't work right now. Okay, that's a part to look at. That's what you typically get in this situation. But we also can set annotations, for example. I just skipped that part. So on the other side, we can use that. And I go, for example, to the city of Vitoria to compare aspects. So in this case, you have two parts of the city, the same part you see right now in the picture, where you see on one side we have just a simple 3D model. On the other side, we started setting up the trees, etc. So Vitoria tries to set up this main road of the city to improve it, to make it more attractive, to make it more visible in sense of the green city, which was in that last year. So they try to improve in this direction. But still in sense of planning, when I move then here, to go down, you also have here then the navigation part, that you also have the 2D map for orientation, but you can set, for example, then viewpoints where you synchronize then these views, where you see here on the left side there is still a building planning where you just see the groundwork. Here in the right side you already have integrated the 3D model. If you put then three of them in an architectural competition, for example, you can compare different alternatives to look at that. And still you can navigate within this application and go for your specific view on this part. And you can do the same one on the other side as well. But you can go to another direction. So they are on one side independent, so that you can look at different perspectives, but you still can go back to a synchronized view and can simplify that. So these are applications we are building on top of that. We combine that with the simulation parts in sense of mobile activities, in sense of urban growth, etc., and building on this platform to have then the opportunity to build these things together. This is the interim version you see right now after 2 years, and a year from now we will be ready and probably come back with some proper results for you to use for. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Very, very impressive, the result of this project. Well, bene, io ringrazio tutti gli ospiti che hanno partecipato a questa sessione, gli ultimi, Gianluca Vannuccini, Davide Perego, Joachim Rix del Fraunhofer Institute. Vi chiedo di fare un bel applauso a tutti, a loro, voglio dire, e a coloro che sono rimasti, e vi auguro una buona Smart City Exhibition. Arrivederci.